Okay, can you hear me? Good morning, my name is Johnny. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning. Especially if this is your first time, I'd like to welcome James this morning. Now I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word with today's opening message. For November 15th, today's message is about kindness. I flow with divine love as I give and receive kindness. The word kindness triggers feelings of warmth, connection, and love in my heart. I smile as I recall ways that friends, family members, and others have shown me kindness. I feel again the gratitude and blessing I experienced in those moments. Gratitude, love, and a beautiful awareness of connection fill my heart and mind in a remarkably similar way when I remember kindnesses I've shared. The movement of electrons through a wire creates a current, a flow. As kindness moves from person to person, it creates a flow of divine love. Both giving and receiving are essential to this current of love. So I look for opportunities to share acts of kindness. I welcome with a grateful heart the kindness that others share with me. And from the Bible, what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? That's from Micah 6:8. And now it's time for Surely the Presence. So I'll turn it over to Joyce. Oh, and wait, I was remembering Susan Clutis because we just sent cards out to her. And she says on that second go round, she used to always say, close your eyes and sing that to yourself and remind yourself of those words.
Okay. My apologies, I'm having some connection issues. Okay, now it's time to say our one more, please.
Can you hear me now? And now it is time for our opening statement. Let's all say our opening statement together. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good. Now it's time for our welcoming song. You could all stand up if you like or sit down while Joyce leads us in 'Tis the Gift to Be Simple.
Do we have words today?
Evidently not. I don't know.
Well, it looked like Penny dropped off. She was here a minute ago, but I don't see her now.
Okay, well, it's 'Tis the Gift to Be Simple. Well, you guys know it. It's fairly simple. Would you call a cat? Cat's under my feet. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joyce. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened to Penny there, but we're going to miss her slides here. Okay, and now it's time for our regular greeting. Since we're online, let's just all wave, say hello to everybody. And it's also time for announcements. Is there anyone with any announcements? Just raise your hand. I'm looking, I don't see any.
Me, Susan.
Well, there you are.
So my announcement is that we're coming up on the great season of Advent and Christmas and our candle lighting ceremony and the burning bowl and the white stone ceremony. And we need help. We need many of you to volunteer to do some of the reading. So so Advent begins on the 29th in just 2 weeks. And so we need a reader for each of those four Sundays. And then we have more parts for the candle lighting ceremony. So I'd like you to think about if you'd like to be one of those folks, and then maybe after the service, you can tell me or tell me next week, because that's coming up, and I will email all of those parts to you. Thank you.
And Susan, may I ask how we're going to do our candle lighting ceremony?
Oh, it's going to be awesome. You just get to wait in expectation.
All right, thank you very much. Anybody else have any announcements? Looks like Grandfather made it. Welcome, Grandfather. Can you hear me, Grandfather? Are you there? I don't know. It looks like Joanne's okay. Got him. There we go.
Hi. Now say hi.
Okay. Now do you hear me?
Claudia.
Welcome. Welcome.
Hey, Johnny, everybody. Because I had to go get Grandfather, I'm going to do the reading at the end. Because I was in the middle of transcribing it.
Perfect.
Okay.
And it'll be a great way to say goodbye.
What do you mean at the end? After the peace song? Before the peace song? What?
Just before the peace song.
All right. Just before the peace song. So I'm going to read it. Yeah. Thank you.
You can hear me okay?
Yes.
Good.
Okay. And now it's time for our unity statement. And if you all say it along with me, we believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And now it's time for our song of joy. And Joyce will lead us in I Am Free, I Am Unlimited. So sing it out at home, folks. Thank you, Joyce. Welcome back, Penny. Okay. This is when we would typically do our reading, but Joanne just told us all, Penny, that we're going to have our reading just before the peace song. So we're going to move right into our meditation song. So please join us as Joyce leads us in the meditation song, I've Got Peace Like a River. Yeah, feel free to close your eyes. Relax if you want. Was wonderful. Thank you, Joyce. How you doing, Penny? Welcome good. Back again. Welcome back. We appreciate all you're trying to do, okay?
Welcome back. Would you like me to step in with a slideshow or not?
That's up to you if you can. We're getting ready to do our affirmations.
Okay. If someone could host me, I will do that.
It's probably Tom or somebody who controls that, not me. So if you'll all bear with us, we're going to see if we can't get our affirmations up on the screen. Yeah. There we go. All right. So we're... we're getting closer. Here we are. Woo-hoo! All right, Penny. Okay, everyone, let's say a little together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing that everything I need comes to me in perfect time. And this week, we are going to be doing the traditional Lord's Prayer. And that will be immediately followed by the Alleluia. So let's all say the Lord's Prayer together, folks. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Johnny, you're muted.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you, Joanne. Thank you, Joanne.
Okay, you're welcome.
Like that feedback?
I do. Tell me more good things about myself.
Well, I want to tell you, it's really wonderful of you to go out of your way and go get grandfather going on Zoom, since something was obviously going wrong there. So don't feel alone, Penny. You're not the only one with technical difficulties today, even our speaker. And I keep doing the echo thing. Sorry, folks. So as most of you know, we are privileged to have a different speaker each Sunday of the month. This morning, we are blessed to have Grandfather Roy Wilson with us. And for anybody who doesn't know, Grandfather Roy also, every Thursday on the same Zoom channel, at 6 p.m., tells us a Native American legend and explains it to us, and then shows us some artifacts. And everybody does a little language lesson in Chinook. So take it away, Grandfather.
Go ahead.
Kla'aya, family. May God bless you all richly. Well, today I want to tell you an Indian legend from the Klamath Indian tribe. A little bit about this legend before I tell the legend. In 1865, a 19-year-old soldier who was stationed at Fort Klamath made the climb all the way to the top of Crater Lake. And On his way back down from Crater Lake, he met an old Klamath Indian chief who told him this story about the origin of Crater Lake. So this legend is the story of the origin of Crater Lake. He said that this story was told to him when he was a boy by his father, who was told to his father by his father, by his father, by his father for many, many generations. And you'll notice that there's at least one place in this legend where he uses the Chinook jargon. The 19-year-old soldier said that he told the whole story in the Chinook jargon, but this 19-year-old soldier understood that jargon because as a boy, he grew up in a neighborhood with a lot of other Indian boys, and they all spoke the language, and he had learned to speak the language. But basically, we'll tell it in English. And the story goes like this. Once in the long ago time, so long ago that you cannot count it. That's a different way of saying long ago, isn't it? So long ago, you cannot count it, the years. There was a big, tall mountain, much taller than it is now, much, much higher. And there was the chief of the below spirits who lived down in the heart of the earth. And he lived, there was an opening in the top of the high, high up on the mountain that used to exist there. And he would go down through that opening down into the heart of the earth. And he lived there in the heart of the earth. Now, amongst the stars and the sky people was the great chief of the above, Hyasakali Tai. And there was the chief of the Klamath tribe had a daughter. She was so beautiful. She was radiant with glory. Just to look on her, tall and straight, dark eyes, black, shiny, glossy, long hair. And everybody loved her. Oh, many of the warrior chiefs from the different other tribes around there tried to woo her and get her to give her of her favors. And she refused them all. One day, the great chief of the below world came up out of the mountain and he saw her and he fell in love with her. And he asked her to come with him to his home and live with him. That if she did, she would live forever. She would never die. She would never be sick. She'd always have everything she wanted. But she refused him. He went back to his home down in the earth below Pace, very, very angry. And he sent one of his chief warriors to one of the Klamath feasts. And at this feast, the joyful messenger, the warrior chief of the great chief of the below, told the people that he was sent to ask for his permission to take her back to the great chief of the below, that she would have everlasting life, she would never die, she'd never be sick. But she refused to go. Oh, he was so angry. He decided that he'd destroy those people. And great fire come flying out of the top of that mountain, down upon the village and the people living, Klamath Indians living down below. Great rocks were flown out, and like rocks the size of hills. And many of the people were being killed and dying. Many of them fled to the waters of Klamath Lake, and they found refuge in the waters of the lake. But it got real bad. And the great chief of the above, he didn't like what he was seeing happening. And he came and he stood on the top of Mount Shasta. Well, two of the old Klamath medicine men, two of the old wisest of them, all the medicine men of the Klamath tribe, they said to the people that we have done many wrong things. We have been bad in many ways and have not obeyed the voice of the great chief of the above world. And we must make a human sacrifice. One of us must give ourselves as a human sacrifice to appeal to the great chief of the above for forgiveness. But nobody offered to give themselves. Nobody. Then the two medicine men, they said, okay, then we will have to do that. They lit their torches and held them high above their head and lit their way up through the night, up the mountain, all the way up to the top where that opening was. And already the opening was much larger. They could see fire. The people down below, they watched. They could see those torches burning, slowly climbing the mountain, slowly climbing the mountain. And finally, they got up to the top of the mountain and they watched these torches. The two men, medicine men, held their torches high above their heads. They stood on the edge of the cliff looking down into the fiery pit, and they threw themselves into the pit. Oh, the great chief of the above, he said, he made great war against the chief of the below. He caused the whole mountain to cascade down into the pit, open it up to a great big large crater. And he said to the people that you have not listened to my voice for many years. I've tried to talk to you and you wouldn't listen. But now you have done this and I must defend you. I must give you life. And so after it was all over and the great chief of the above had cast the great chief of the below world back into the pit where he had stayed forever after that, rains came year after year and filled that great pit, covering up the fire and filled it to the lake that is there now as Crater Lake. End of story. I'm sure that you, in listening to that story, are much like I felt the first time I heard this story. That's a Bible story. Who's the great chief of the above? That's God, living in the star country. And who is the great chief of the below, lives down in the below world? That is Satan. Yes. Don't we say heaven above and hell below? And then when he said that he came and he tried to talk to him many times, look at the words of Jesus in the Gospels where he keeps saying how God sent the prophets and the prophets came, but he's saying to the Pharisees, but your answers have never listened to them. You killed the prophets. And finally, there had to be a human sacrifice to appeal to the great chief of the above. And they cast themselves into the fire. Well, that Jesus became the human sacrifice. And the same story, which was told by Klamath Indians, long, long, long before any white man ever came with the Bible telling us the Bible story. I found it a very interesting story. And God is still there fighting against our negative enemies that would destroy us, bring us life. Close Kakwa. Meditation time. I want you to relax. Breathe slow, breathe deep. Think of the many times that you heard that inner voice within you saying, no, no, don't do that. But you went ahead and did it anyway. And so you really rebelled against the great chief of the above, or God, much like they did with the prophets. But the prophet is within you, that inner voice within you. And so what is the sacrifice that you have to give? The self of your old self-ego that caused you to do that, make those do those negative things you knew better than to do. Yeah, you have to sacrifice the self-ego to come to your wholeness, to be your perfect self the way the Creator created you. Enjoy this meditation. Enjoy the fullness of the Christ Spirit within you. Close kakma. Back to you, Joni.
Okay. Sorry, it took me a moment to get back with you all. I was enjoying my meditation. Thank you, Grandfather. And now it's time for our offering. Since we aren't physically together in church to collect our offerings, we want to thank everyone who's donated to Unity by mail. We appreciate any checks sent to the church at 800 South Pearl Street in Centralia. We also want to thank you for all the ways you give of your time, talent, and treasure. I especially want to thank everybody that's working behind the scenes to make this all work on the computer. Tom and Susan and Penny and Joanne going over and taking care of Grandfather this morning. Thank you all. Bless you all. And now let's all say our offering prayer together as we hold our offering in our hands and hearts. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I give and all that I receive. And God is my only source. And now let's say our blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us, multiplied abundantly, and so it is.
Amen.
And now it's time for our healing prayer. If you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, just call out their name or hold them quietly in your heart. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters. Endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. And now it's time for our prayer of protection. Let's all say our prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. And wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Okay, now normally we'd be gathering together for the peace song right now, but Joanne says she's going to do her reading now. Are you there? All right.
Okay. And it was a wonderful, wonderful video message from one of my favorite teachers, Solano. And so I was transcribing it. I did transcribe it. So I thought, I better type this up so I can actually read it. And that's when I got the call to go get Grandfather. So it's half typed. And then hopefully I can read the rest of my handwriting. It's horrible. So here we go. He sent this out just before the election, but since for some people the election's not done, it's still applicable. If there were only one thing that I could say unto you each at this moment, it would be to love more, to love yourself, to love one another, to sit in love, to be love, and to know that love is at the root of everything that is taking place. Now that may seem counterintuitive. It may seem unto you that there is much hatred, that there's much judgment, there's much selfishness, and there's too much greed, there's too much competition, there's too much anger, and too much misunderstanding. But I will tell you, you are in a time that the currents of love are conspiring to set the stage for a renaissance. So out of war, there grows a rebirth, reconciliation, the replacement of human beings with babes. Out of pandemics, nearly every pandemic that the earth has ever seen, there comes a flowering, a rebirth, and in some cases, a redistribution of wealth. I cannot promise you that out of this pandemic, there will come a great leveling of the playing field, that resources will be redistributed, and that all will share equally in the renaissance that is to come. But I will tell you this, out of this time where you are profoundly disturbed, many of you, by the pending election, by the pending ongoing challenge to keep yourself safe, to keep your family safe, helping others to see their way to being safe in their lives, out of this will grow a recommitment within your own beings to seeing true, to hearing true, to loving all who are in your lives, playing an important role, even if that role is the role of a destroyer, even if that role is the role of providing only confusion and disinformation, because what grows out of that is your understanding that only your intuition, only your heart, only your soul guides you to that which is important. And what is that? The evolution of the species. You are in a conspiracy for the species to evolve into a new capacity for equality, for possessing equal access to resources. It will take time, but that is why the other thing I would urge unto you is to develop a new time horizon, the time horizon as the soul sees it. Amen. And now I have to try to find the rest of my handwriting. As the soul sees it. Humanity has always had the turbulence and turmoil and despotic leaders, those who are so greedy and disconnected to all that they felt they were better than them, that each of you have to adjust to this timeline of the soul. Now, I'm not going to try to read it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to print the rest of it out and I'll email it to everybody. But basically, it's hang in there. Trust your inner guidance. Forget what you're hearing. Forget what others are saying. Just trust that all is well. And nothing has ever been outside the realm of providence. We are not alone in all this. Okay.
All is in divine order.
All is in divine order. Right, Grandfather. Okay.
Beautiful.
All right. Thank you, Joanne. You know, that brings something up that I've thought about before after the last pandemic, the Spanish flu, the 1918, 1919, early 1920. Right after followed a period that we call the Roaring Twenties. So there was quite a rebirth after that last pandemic.
Yeah.
I'm eager to see what may happen to us this time.
Yeah.
And now it's time for our peace song. So let's all form an imaginary circle and imagine joining hands and sing our song of peace. It says on here, they're not going to put the lyrics up because we all know them. I'm sorry, James. I hope John and Sherry can help you. And feel free to turn to gallery view in Zoom so you can see everybody singing. I want to thank everyone who made our Sunday service possible. And, feel free to stay with us for some fellowship after we sign off of the meeting here. And next week, come on back, our speaker will be our very own treasurer, Eileen Selleck. Take it away, Joyce.